This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization convened an emergency committee on COVID-19 to assess the current status of the pandemic. The WHO calls for global solidarity in supporting efforts to contain the new coronavirus. Right now, more than 18 million people globally have been infected with the virus, 4.6 million of them in the hardest hit country, the United States, and 2.7 million in Brazil. 690,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19, nearly 155,000 in the U.S. and just more than 94,000 in Brazil. As Victoria's capital and Australia's second city, Melbourne, starts a six-week curfew, officials order non-essential businesses to close starting midnight Wednesday as they struggle to control a coronavirus outbreak. Victoria begins a state of disaster today after 700 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. The state's premier, Daniel Andrews, says the move is critical to shut down the virus. Norwegian police have opened an investigation after 41 people have tested positive for the new coronavirus aboard a cruise ship. Norway's expedition cruise line Hurtigruten announced Monday it was suspending operations after the COVID-19 outbreak on the MS Raoul Amundsen. 36 crew members and 5 passengers became infected during 2 different cruises aboard the ship in July. The outbreak has led to criticism against the cruise line for starting cruises prematurely and being slow to inform the nearly 400 passengers after the first case was confirmed. In recent months, Norway seemingly has had the spread of COVID-19 under control. Russia said Monday it aims to launch mass production of a coronavirus vaccine next month and turn out several million doses per month by next year. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, White House officials and top U.S. congressional Democrats will resume discussions Monday afternoon about a new coronavirus relief package. The talks come days after the expiration of $600 a week in federal unemployment benefits that were part of an earlier coronavirus aid effort. The two sides remain far apart on the size of an overall coronavirus assistance package, with Democrats calling for $3 trillion in new spending and Republicans wanting to limit it to $1 trillion. John Hume has died. He's the Northern Irish politician who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1998 for his pivotal role in ending decades of violence in the British province. His family made the announcement Monday. The former leader of the mainly Catholic Social Democratic and Labour Party shared the Nobel with David Trimble of the Ulster Unionist Party. Hume was 83. Microsoft Corporation rose 2.7% before the bell Monday as it said it would push ahead with talks to acquire the U.S. operations of Chinese-owned TikTok. This after President Donald Trump reversed course on a planned ban of the short video app. President Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. The company owns TikTok. They added there's no certainty a deal can get done. China says it firmly opposes any U.S. actions against Chinese software companies, this in response to remarks by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that Washington will take action shortly against Chinese firms feeding data to Beijing's government. President Trump is hosting tech workers at the White House at this hour and said he will sign an executive order to prioritize hiring American. At least 2 people died and 1 was wounded Monday in a suspected suicide bombing outside a restaurant in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, police and witnesses said. Police said the security guard stopped the suicide bomber before he detonated himself. He died. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. A deadly Islamic State attack on a prison in Jalalabad has left at least 29 people dead and around 50 others wounded, including prisoners and security personnel. Authorities say the Sunday attack by the local IS chapter went well into Monday and lasted about 20 hours. The prison held nearly 1,800 inmates when it was attacked. Police said they arrested more than 1,000 prisoners who tried to flee, but some were still missing. And the Israeli army says it killed 4 men laying explosives at a security fence along the Israeli-occupied sector of the Golan Heights Monday. Tensions are already high between bitter rivals Israel and Syria. Israel did not directly blame Syrian forces for the munitions fire. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.